Hey guys, it's the Ghost. Have you ever wondered what it really would be like to leave this planet and go inhabit another planet, specifically Mars? It's in the talks lately. It's been in the news lately. Elon Musk is talking about it. And I was curious what, for example, Elon Musk thinks about how life would be if we actually did get there. And I found some information on some stuff that he shared, and so I wanted to share it with you. This SpaceX engineer outlines his plan to make humans a multiplanetary species, including an intentionally fuzzy 10-year time frame. Before we get started, I just want to give you a quick reminder that we have two channels, A Stranger World Than Fiction, and we also have They Call Me the Ghost, A Stranger World Than Fiction, where we talk about all things strange. Secondly, we have They Call Me the Ghost, and that is where I, the Ghost, share a lot of my on-the-job experiences. And don't forget to check out our podcast. So if you are into all things strange, outrageous, crazy, and mysterious, you're in the right place. Okay, back to Mars. As far as home planets go, the Earth ticks most of the boxes, right? We have oxygen, we have water, food, and we have a great planet. Who doesn't love to go hiking or on a drive, get out of your neighborhood you're in every day and see something wonderful? The Earth has plenty to offer. Okay, well now let's think about this. There are also risks. What if we had a nuclear war? That could destroy pretty much everything. What about if an asteroid collides with Earth? Or if a rogue AI sent it all up in smoke, blotting out our cool but fragile existence? Well, luckily for us, Elon Musk is one step ahead. And last year, he outlined his ambitions to help send humans to Mars as a, let's say, backup drive for human civilization. Now, the billionaire entrepreneur has provided further details of his vision to make humans a multiplanetary species. I mean, have we ever really considered this before? For real? He puts this together, he publishes it in the appropriately titled journal, New Space. The paper outlines early designs of this gigantic spaceship designed to carry 100 passengers that he hopes that he'll construct himself, the spacecraft, that is. The thrust level is enormous, the paper states. We are talking about the liftoff thrust of 13,000 tons, so it will be quite tectonic when it takes off. Yeah, creating a fully self-sustained civilization of around 1 million people, which sounds great, but just so you know, it would take about 40 to 100 years, according to these plans. Before full colonization can take place, Musk needs to entice those first pioneers to pave the way. The current situation is summed up in a Venn diagram showing two non-intersecting circles, representing on one side the kind of people who would be up for going to Mars on a rocket, and then on the other side you have those who can actually afford this kind of adventure. An optimistic estimate of the current cost would be about $10 billion per person. $10 billion. Now, I don't know about you guys, but let's say that asteroid does hit Earth. Most people are not going to be able to just come up with that $10 billion. What we need to do is move these circles together, Musk explained. If the mission cost could be dropped to a cost of an average, let's say, U.S. house price, Musk predicts people would start to sign up in big enough numbers to kick off this project for multiplanetary civilization. Given that Mars would have a labor shortage for a long time, jobs would not be in short supply, he points out. Throughout, the paper strikes a buoyant, even jocular tone and doesn't get excessively bogged down in technical detail. One section of Musk's paper says, "Why Mars?" Well, it explains it. It spells out that the red planet is essentially the best of a bad lot. Venus has a lot of high pressure, super high pressure, hot acid bath, so it would be really difficult to make things work on Venus. The moon is dismissed for being too small for the overarching vision. "I actually have nothing against going to the moon," he says, "but I think it's challenging to become multiplanetary on the moon because it's a much smaller planet. It would be quite fun to be on Mars because you would have gravity. It's about 37% of Earth, so you would be able to lift heavy things and bound around, he adds, predicting that the journey times could eventually be cut to 30 days. Wow, 30 days for one journey. Going to Mars, though, not too bad. The spaceship's design is summed up as, in some ways, it is not that complicated, which critics might point out runs contrary to the reputation of this field of science in general. Financially, there are some challenges ahead, the paper acknowledges. We have to figure out how to improve the cost of the trips to Mars by 5,000,000%. It's a good goal. However, Musk has some ideas for how such tremendous savings might be achieved. Reusing rockets could reduce the cost of spaceflight 1,000-fold. And refilling fuel in orbit, instead of trying to land to fill everything every time, that could also make for considerable savings as well. Space scientists remain skeptical about this vision, however. In a recent interview, Ellen Stofan, the former NASA chief scientist, dismissed the idea that there would ever be a mass transfer of humans to another planet at all, adding that trumpeting the idea risked being a distraction from the problems that we face on our own planet. I don't see a mass transfer of humanity to Mars. Job one is to keep this planet habitable. There isn't a planet B. And let's just look at that comment for just a quick second. How many out there believe that we do have a chance on another planet? And how many of you out there think that, hey, this is right. There is no planet B. Are we stuck here? And if this planet gets ruined or destroyed for whatever reason, is there no chance that we could be prepared to live somewhere else? Just curious. While commenting on Twitter, Mark McGaughrin, Senior Advisor for Science and Exploration at the European Space Station, he struck a combative tone, saying, "It's a wild-eyed investment pitch, pumped up by the enthusiasm of credulous fanboys, brought up on comic book sci-fi, wrapped in evangelism of saving humanity from itself and the problems we've wrought on this planet, a kind of modern-day manifest destiny." He tweeted this in response to the paper. "I'm less concerned about making humans a multi-planetary species than I am about making Earth a sustainable multi-species planet before we go getting off colonizing the solar system," he added. Professor Andrew Coates, who works on the ExoMars rover at University College London's Mullard Space Science Laboratory, he said that the question of whether present or past life existed on Mars needed to be answered before a manned mission, which could contaminate the surface, could be considered. There's a moral imperative to keep Mars as it is for the moment. Until we've conclusively answered that question, we should keep our feet off the ground. Going there could be cosmic vandalism. And what is the timescale for this project anyway? Well, Musk states that he's being intentionally fuzzy when the vision might come into reality, though one side specified the first flights could start as early as 2023. If things go super well, it might be in the 10-year time frame, but I don't want to say that is when it will occur, the paper said. And that brings up another great question that could be discussed here. Do you think that the minute humans hit the ground on Mars, should this all go forward, that we're immediately going to ruin it? Or do you think that we can actually have that respect that he's talking about for another planet? It's a curious project. It's an overwhelming idea to try to imagine that maybe your children, or maybe your grandchildren, wherever you are in your life, could be going to Mars not only for a visit, but to live. And if you had a relative go to Mars permanently, would you be up for a visit? It's something so out there, it's hard to even imagine or consider. But I'd like to know what you think. And thank you for listening today. And until next time, and I will talk to you all soon.